You're going to listen to the story of a painting, The Ghent Altarpiece, by Jan van Eyck. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D for each question, 1 to 7. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
The Ghent Altarpiece consists of 12 panels depicting the biblical story. It is, in fact, the world's most stolen artwork. The painting is attributed to the Flemish artist Jan van Eyck. Unlike any other painting in the world, the Ghent Altarpiece has been stolen, vandalized, or held for ransom at least 7 times, and a part of it is still missing. For the first 150 years of its existence, it sat in a church in Ghent in relative peace and quiet. Then towards the end of the 16th century, the real story of what starts to happen to this painting begins. At some point, it was stolen by soldiers during the French Revolution. Parts of it are taken to Paris and displayed at the Louvre, then given back after the end of the Napoleonic Wars. In the early 19th century, some of the panels were stolen by a vicar at the church and sold to a German collector. The panels went back to the church in Ghent after the First World War, and then, in 1934, one of the panels was stolen and it's never been found. 12 notes demanding money in return for the panel were received over the following months, and one half of the panel was even returned as a show of goodwill. Meanwhile, art restorer Jef van der Wijken made a copy of the other half for display until it was found, but it never was. 6 years later, Hitler was planning a grand museum, but was missing his most desired possession, the Ghent Altarpiece. He thought the painting contained a secret treasure map. The Nazis stole it and moved it to a salt mine in Austria that contained over 6,000 masterpieces. Near the end of the war in 1945, a Nazi officer decided he'd rather blow up the mine before letting it fall into Allied hands. In fact, the Allies had soldiers called Monuments Men, whose job it was to protect cultural treasures. The Monuments Men made a plan to save the art, and some Austrian soldiers stopped the mine's destruction until they arrived. Inside, they found the altarpiece, among other world treasures. However, conservation work completed in 2019 found that, for centuries, people had been viewing a dramatically changed version. Due to dozens of restorations, as much as 70% of certain sections had been painted over. As conservators removed these layers of paint and dirt, they discovered vibrant colours and whole buildings that had long been invisible. The conservators also finally found out whether van der Wijken had simply returned the missing panel in 1934. He hadn't. It was confirmed to be a copy, meaning the original is still missing. But there was one final clue. A Ghent stockbroker, while on his deathbed a year after the theft, revealed a note demanding money that had not been sent. It reads, "It rests in a place where neither I nor anybody else can take it away without arousing the attention of the public. A Ghent detective remains assigned to the case, but while there are new tips every year, it has yet to be found." The Ghent Altarpiece consists of 12 panels depicting the biblical story. It is, in fact, the world's most stolen artwork. The painting is attributed to the Flemish artist Jan van Eyck. Unlike any other painting in the world, the Ghent Altarpiece has been stolen, vandalized, or held for ransom at least 7 times, and a part of it is still missing. For the first 150 years of its existence, it sat in a church in Ghent in relative peace and quiet. Then towards the end of the 16th century, The real story of what starts to happen to this painting begins. At some point, it was stolen by soldiers during the French Revolution. Parts of it are taken to Paris and displayed at the Louvre, then given back after the end of the Napoleonic Wars. In the early 19th century, some of the panels were stolen by a vicar at the church and sold to a German collector. The panels went back to the church in Ghent after the First World War, and then, in 1934, one of the panels was stolen and it's never been found. 12 notes demanding money in return for the panel were received over the following months, and one half of the panel was even returned as a show of goodwill. Meanwhile, art restorer Jef van der Weyken made a copy of the other half for display until it was found, but it never was. 6 years later, Hitler was planning a grand museum, but was missing his most desired possession, the Ghent altarpiece. He thought the painting contained a secret treasure map. The Nazis stole it and moved it to a salt mine in Austria that contained over 6,000 masterpieces. Near the end of the war in 1945, a Nazi officer decided he'd rather blow up the mine before letting it fall into Allied hands. In fact, the Allies had soldiers called Monuments Men, whose job it was to protect cultural treasures. The Monuments Men made a plan to save the art, and some Austrian soldiers stopped the mine's destruction until they arrived. Inside, they found the altarpiece, among other world treasures. However, conservation work completed in 2019 found that, for centuries, people had been viewing a dramatically changed version. Due to dozens of restorations, as much as 70% of certain sections had been painted over. As conservators removed these layers of paint and dirt, they discovered vibrant colours and whole buildings that had long been invisible. The conservators also finally found out whether van der Weyken had simply returned the missing panel in 1934. He hadn't. It was confirmed to be a copy, meaning the original is still missing. But there was one final clue. Again, stockbroker, while on his deathbed a year after the theft, revealed a note demanding money that had not been sent. It reads, "It rests in a place where neither I nor anybody else can take it away without arousing the attention of the public. A Ghent detective remains assigned to the case, but while there are new tips every year, it has yet to be found."